No particular reason, I just kept on going. I ran clear to the ocean.
And so, you just ran.
Yeah.
A running fool. He is going to run clear out
walker.
To the ocean.
I am a walker.
Oh, you know, you do have a little bit of that accent, too, as Forrest Gump did, too. That is going to be a good time.
You.
Texas has arrived in Oregon. Your sister Katie, your mother, going to be the spectator rooting you on. You have got a half marathon walk. You, like you said, you are not going to be running that. I am so excited to welcome to the show this morning your trainer, your inspiration, and your very
cool taskmaster.
And your loving sister Katie joining us on the phone, already warming up at the starting line in Newport, Oregon. Good morning, Katie. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, y'all. How are you? And yes, I literally am at the starting line, and it is gorgeous here.
Well, enjoy the morning, because from what we hear, while you may not be getting rain at the starting lineup tomorrow, it's not going to be quite as sunny, we think. But, you know, that's probably good, too, to have
clouds
just a little cloud.
Clouds are a blessing. Clouds are a blessing on the day of a race. So
okay.
Let me tell you, I'll take them anytime I race.
Oh, well. Oh, we are so excited to have you on the show today. We want to talk about what you did in order to inspire Pat to get out on the road and do a whole half marathon. But I have the first question we all want to know. We know what it's like to work for Pat around here at Mater Dei Radio. What we really want to know,
careful,
is what it's like to be the younger brother of such a man growing
sister.
Up with him. Oh, the younger sister. Excuse me.
Let's just say Pat was not quite as close to God back in those days. And so he was the typical big brother, that's for sure. But I'm getting my revenge now by planning all of his training. And so when I had him doing over 13 miles in the downpour of rain in a parking garage, I was smiling ear to ear going, I'm getting him back.
Getting him back for sure. Now, you shared with us when you did that a few weekends ago, you had to walk around a garage because it was raining so much.
Yeah.
So, Katie, now, how did you first get into running? This is not, we'll say, your first rodeo. You've run lots and lots of races and marathons in the past.
I have. I started about 6 months before my 50th birthday because I was determined I was going to do a 5K. When I turned 50. And once you start, you just don't stop, and just kept growing and increasing my mileage from there. And actually my favorite mileage is actually the half marathon, the 13.1, which is what we'll do tomorrow.
Oh, all right. So Pat started off, what was the first race that you did in order when you like took up walking, Pat, and then you started going?
So we did a turkey trot at Thanksgiving in our hometown of Waco, Texas. That was my first race, and she was there with me, prodded me every step of the way, walking right there with me. Gosh, Katie, I think about that now, how slow we were going.
You were not slow. You were thorough. You were thorough.
Okay. Oh, I like that term. I'm just being thorough. Oh, that's excellent. Okay. So Pat has been working for this 13-mile half marathon race. And so basically, I mean, really, we would say since November, you've been building up towards this race.
Yeah, so it's been a year. I started walking May of last year.
Okay.
We talked to Yvonne Heath, who we have on quite regularly. She was my health coach at the time. And, you know, she just got me going. And Brenda, it took every fiber of my being and willpower to get to the end of my street.
Okay.
That's how bad a shape I was in.
So, yeah,
that's
Katie.
How it was. Yes.
Yeah.
That was same for me. My goal when I started was to make it to my neighbor's mailbox. And once I accomplished that, it was to beat this little 3-year-old who was always on his big wheel out in front of my house. I just wanted to beat the big wheel.
Oh, gosh.
You start with small goals, and before you know it, you're doing half marathons.
It's true.
Now, Pat, you can attest, you were just mentioning that by adding walking into your already, you know, diet schedule and stuff, it's done wonders for your health.
It's been amazing. You know, I went to the cardiologist actually yesterday to get, you know, get my tires rotated just to check in. And he was just ecstatic. He was just really saying, you have made a decision to embrace this, and it's working. And,
wow.
And they could see it across the board. So I'm very thankful for that. It's a gift from God. It really is. And I had a good trainer.
You did have a good trainer.
It pains me to say it, but I had a really good trainer.
Yes, you did.
You know, as she said, that she's just getting back to you from all those times you scared her and teased her and convinced her to do dangerous things.
No.
So, Katie, we know that there's a lot of preparation, of course, training, but now you are one day from the big event. You're going to line up tomorrow morning. So what is on the menu today that will help optimize Pat's ability to have enough calories to burn and get through without bending over with cramps or anything like that?
Okay. Well, tell me this and be honest, Brenda. Does he have a big jug of water in front of him right now?
No, he's drinking coffee.
Oh, he's in so much trouble. So much trouble. He better be hydrating. We want to have a lot of hydration. He better have been doing it before now because I scream it at him all the time. And then we want to have a wonderful dinner with some protein and some nice carbs and get to bed early. And then as I always tell him, trust your training. We're going to be fine. He's going to do great tomorrow. He
I
is
think
so
the
ready
Dungeness
for this.
Crab ravioli is calling my name.
No, that's after. That's post-race.
Oh, that's post-race. So what is the, you said a good carb. What's a good carb to eat then before
chicken.
A race?
A chicken or a lean meat, because you don't want Dungeness crab in you because it may not stay in you during the race. Sorry for the graphics.
Salmon?
True. Salmon would be good.
Okay, there
Salmon
we go.
Okay.
Good.
Yes. All right, Katie. So now you have got just over 13 miles. You're going to be walking with Pat tomorrow. So how do you? So what's the plan for the pace? You're going to start fast, finish strong. How? What's the pacing going to be like? Is it level
actually,
or do you pick it up?
So actually, no. Your goal is to maintain your pace, to have within a few seconds each mile pace right there about the same, just constant and steady. That's what we want to do, and that'll get him across the finish line. He's been sending me his paces, so I know right where he needs to be.
Okay. And
yeah,
so, Pat, what's your goal then, your per-mile goal,
so,
time-wise?
To finish.
To finish is the goal.
Amen. Amen to that, yeah.
As I say, to be vertical. We want to stay vertical.
Oh, good. Well, this will be great to have your encouragement right there with you. Now, Katie, you do run marathons pretty regularly. God, what is the best pace you've ever made to run a full 26 miles?
Oh, my goodness. The 26 and I are, we are bitter enemies. I will tell you that. And like I said, my favorite is the half marathon, but I have done the full marathon, and I finished that in just a little bit less than 6 hours. I'm not a speedy,
okay,
but I do get it done.
All right. So
yeah.
And you said maybe about half that amount of time you're hoping to get
I'm hoping under 3:30 for this.
So
yeah.
I'm thinking we're going to be right around 3:30. I've been checking out the course this morning,
uh-huh,
and it's got a few inclines, but like I said, That parking garage training has him ready.
If I can get up Florence Park, I can get up any, or yeah, I can do it.
Oh,
no doubt. If not, I'm thinking that maybe y'all were talking earlier about the donkey that Mary rode on. I'm thinking, hey, maybe we can find some donkeys.
I mean, there might be a donkey out there. And if you see somebody.
Newport is known for its donkeys. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's wonderful. I can attest to you for sure. He has been following your plan very carefully because he said it feels very strange that with all of the miles and hours he's put in for walking in the past weeks, to have this slow week and just kind of let his body rest has felt very strange to you.
It's been weird.
It is. And he better not have cheated on it, because I want those legs strong and ready for tomorrow. We don't want his legs to be weary. But
I'm
that's
ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
If we get weary, we're just going to start praying.
Put me in, Coach. I'm ready.
There you go. You're all set. Well, to the both of you, best of luck. May the wind be at your back. You are going to have a beautiful walk tomorrow. And Katie, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
You bet. Be careful coming down, my brother. I'll see you in a little while.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.